everybody. Welcome to week 8. We are just moving right through the semester, eh? Anyway, before I launch into our usual kind of my usual quick reminders for the upcoming week, I just wanted to make a couple quick comments on some of your posts and comments and that kind of thing that I saw this past week on the Richardson and Mancabelli piece, as well as Dana Boyd. As I kind of hoped and expected, number of you have some really insightful comments and angles on the pieces and found them pretty helpful. I thought that, especially with the Richardson and Mancabelli, when they provided that specific example of Pam Moran's blog and how she's really kind of taken to kind of sharing her experiences and talking about what they're trying to do at her school or within her school district, I thought that would be helpful. And then also Dana Boyd with that really nice angle on kind of taking a more kind of a nuanced perspective when you talk about having conversations with kids about social network practices and what have you. So anyway, nice discussion. Keep it up. Again, great work. So for this week, pretty light week, and by all means, if you want to kind of move ahead a bit because of that, or actually because it's summer, you know, it might be a good time to relax a bit, God forbid. So anyway, we have for this week a couple pieces kind of on the theory-heavy end of things. So especially for those of you who are looking for something a little bit more beyond just simple tool talk and what have you, Chris Deedy is a really well-respected academic at Harvard, and he has, I think, some really good insights on how to think about what we're seeing happening with regard to these social networking and participatory technologies. In a similar vein to the video I posted by Will Richardson a couple days ago. So, and then the second piece is by George Steeman's Connectivism. And he's gained a fair bit of popularity with regard to MOOCs, massively open online courses, if you're familiar at all with that. So again, kind of rich, deep, discussion-provoking type of pieces. And then in terms of the deliverables, quote-unquote, for the week, we'll talk about some of these in DIGO with using the commenting feature in DIGO, and then the usual blog post plus a couple of comments on other people's blogs. And then one last thing. We'll close out the group leader, blog leader curation posts for the week. We'll have Jordan from Group 1 and Karen from Group 3. Although I believe Justin, because we have kind of an odd number, you're up for next week, and it just kind of works out that you're going to be carrying the ball, as it were, for next week. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to let me know. So anyway, that's it for this week. Again, I hope you guys are finding some time to spend with your families, enjoy the summer a bit, do whatever you do. So in the meantime, take care and have a good week.